listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
What are your Brook Lopez memories when you think back on the era? Is there a shot? Is there a defensive play? Is there a specific Brook Lopez game? Is there the off-the-court personality of Brook Lopez? Like, when you think about Brook and his time in Milwaukee, what do you think of? And we can open that up to the Carbless Talk and Text line, 800-990-ESPN. It's 800-990-3776. We had Drew Holiday come back last year as a member of the Celtics, and then this year now as a Blazer. But Brook Lopez was with this team longer, you know, significantly longer than Drew, and, you know, was really part of what I believe unlocked Giannis to be the best version of himself and that MVP version of himself that we saw. So give us a call or shoot us a text now. This is your time for all of your Brook Lopez love, as Brook and the Clippers, who defeated the Bucks on Monday night, take on the Bucks for a second time in a week. That is today at Fiserv Forum. 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-ESPN. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. List is more Carbless handcrafted premium cocktails.
Is that where we're at? The season's been this disappointing. We're just going to do the sentimental thing.
No, we want to celebrate Brook Lopez. See, no. He doesn't understand. See, he's not a real Bucks fan.
We're 74 games into the year, no, Kyle. But they played him earlier this week.
If the Bucks were 64 and 10, you deserve to pay respect to Brook Lopez.
You have to understand that Strophy was being raised by Mike McCarthy during Green Bay, during most of the Brook Lopez era. So he might not remember it in the way.
He doesn't remember Brooklyn.
Won Defensive Player of the Year a few years ago. Won a title. He's a great Buck.
He transformed his career before he really got to the Bucks.
Splash Mountain.
He took it to a whole other level. I mean, what he did for the Milwaukee Bucks was outstanding. You just talked about defensively how big of a force he was. But, I mean, knock it down threes in the celebration. I don't know what he was, you know, signaling there, but I loved it. I was doing it right there with him with his celebration. It was special, and it was a special moment. He just played a great role. Not only could he shoot the ball, also high flying. Brook would get up there, put back, or dunk it down and lay, running the
court. I don't know about high flying, but he would bring it down hard.
It's already high with how tall he is, but he could bring it down hard, catching lobs. It was just special to have a giant like that, a big friendly giant on this team. And again, he was a key contributor to helping us get to where we wanted to go as a championship.
He should get his number retired by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wow.
Yeah, he should. I think that, like, with what he did over that time period with bringing a championship to Milwaukee, he deserves to have his number retired. The intensity that he brought defensively, combined with his ability to play the correct role offensively, and to your point, Kyle, he never shot threes in Brooklyn, and then he became a very good three-point shooter in Milwaukee. Everything he did for the community, the personality, him and Robin with the Lopez brothers, they win the championship, they're going to Disney, the whole thing. He really was such a core part of that championship run. And I think that when you look at it, we view him as a role player, but he was a borderline all-star caliber player throughout the board.
Borderline?
I mean,
with the Milwaukee Bucks in general?
With the Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many all-star teams he made with Milwaukee. I don't know.
He didn't make any, but there were some times where he could have been in the conversation earlier.
Part of that is because he played the role that he wanted, they needed him to play. And was, to me, just as important as any Buck in winning that championship and that success outside of Giannis. I think you put him on that same line as Chris, on that same line as Drew, as far as
shockingly
being,
only a one-time All-Star.
I think so.
Yeah, you're saying the same line as Chris? I think Chris is on his own line.
He's a step below.
Yeah, Chris is on his own line.
I don't know. I think without Brook, you don't have the same makeup of that team in terms of what he did defensively.
Agreed. That's true.
I mean, what
and
he
then
did defensively
offensively
and
being able to spread the floor and open things up for Giannis.
Right, because you needed to get the big man out of the paint from the other team, and Brook Lopez did that, and that was the first thing that...
And you needed somebody, though, that could be the big man in the paint on the other end defensively.
Yes. Right, someone who could space the floor and be a rim protector. the two things that like jump out to me that were so unique about Brook Lopez compared to anyone else I'd really ever seen to that degree is first was the 4-point shots that he would shoot, right? Like he did not set up on the 3-point line to shoot his 3-pointers. Like when you look at his percentage and his efficiency, he was further back. It was like a 4-pointer. And the coach Bud and the staff then, they actually would in practice have a separate line that would be further back. And that's where they wanted Brook Lopez to stand.
Oh, interesting.
Because they wanted to space the floor and they knew that how long it would take someone to recover. So if Brook could get good enough at the 25, 26 longer 3-point shot, people couldn't get into the paint to defend Giannis. So the fact that Brook, you know, probably took a little lower percentage shot throughout his entire time with the Bucks because it was to space the floor for Giannis is pretty incredible. The second thing was his ability to contest shots without fouling. I've never seen anyone just go straight up so well and just not come down. Obviously, Brooke also never has felt he's committed a foul.
Ever. Never. No. Never.
But you know what? That intensity was so great because it matched Giannis's.
Yeah. Like, on Monday when he committed a foul against the Bucks, it just cracked me up because he was going crazy the same way. And he got a technical, you know, after being called for a foul. But Brooke, like, and such like a lighthearted guy to be that intense, as you said, on the court, was just so incredible. And then you saw it in the postseason, right? Like the Giannis goes out against the Hawks and one of those home games back here, it was like a 30-point game where it was Brook in the post. And you realize, oh, wait, he can still do that. He's the all-time leading scorer
for the Nets franchise.
Yeah. And as you said, you know, learned to shoot threes late in his Nets career, had the 1 year in L.A., and then just came to the Bucks and did it at such a prolific level for such a sustained period. So it will be great to have Brook Lopez back in the building today. And I'm sure there'll be a great video for him. And there will be a great recognition of him from the crowd.
We love our videos.
Are you being sarcastic there?
No, I'm serious. Yeah. I mean, heck, you know, when I retire from Good Karma Brands, I expect a video on YouTube montage to play. My 40 years here.
Yeah. Something like that.
whoa, what do you mean, Craig? I mean something like that. I'm only 30. I hope to be Homer.
What's that
supposed to mean?
I hope to be working until my 70s, and Craig just says something like that.
You want to work till your 70s?
Yeah. What else am I going to do?
I don't know.
Be on that boat?
Yeah. I thought you were a yacht guy.
Yacht club.
No. A pontoon isn't cool in your 70s.
Hey, are we
cool in your 30s?
Hell yeah!
Why is it not cool in your 70s?
But dude, who are you?
That's when
impress?
You traded in for the yacht.
Yeah, good luck, Craig. You gonna help me get yacht money, Greg?
I feel like you have yacht money. I hear all those live reads you're doing. You gotta have yacht money.
Y'all don't know how much a yacht costs.
I don't.
I got a pontoon with two other people. I barely got pontoon money.
Shared pontoon money for Kyle Wallace. As we roll on, it's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, on Friday night, I was hanging out with these two brothers who like basketball, and I was saying, oh, you should come over to my house. Like, we could play basketball. I have these great hoop from my friends at Precision Sports. They're locally right here in southeastern Wisconsin, and sun was out yesterday. This is when you should be doing it. I mean, think about it. If your kid is not the next Knipple, it's your fault. You didn't get them shooting enough. At that time, if you're not the next Knipple, did you see the video of their dad?
I did.
Con at 50?
That guy can hoop. Yeah.
Greg, do you feel bad?
About what?
Ripping on that league on Scouts and Bruss all
asking,
the time.
People are acting like he was, you know, his son out there. He still moves around like a 50-year-old.
Yeah. I don't think he moves that much better than me. He's a way better basketball player than me.
Yeah, he can shoot. Yeah. But of course, the guy's been like, that's all he does. If all you did for the last 40 years of your life
was playing a men's league basketball league,
you'd probably be a better shooter than you are right now.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from Mr. Knipple.
You always seem to be taking shots at that league.
Did you know the Holy Cross basketball tournament that they were in. But yeah, that whole league, like, yeah, it's a bunch of Bruce old D3 guys.
Bruce didn't even make the semifinals this year.
But old D3 guys.
I didn't even know he played in it.
Oh, yeah, he didn't even make the semifinals.
That's why I never heard about it.
Not a peep.
Old D3 guys is legit. That you put some respect on the name. I got cut from a D3 college, and you got to be good to play D3. So let's show some respect.
I'm saying in reference again, once again, when you juxtapose, these old guys from their D3 leagues and their, you know, rec specs and their hairy backs and the tank tops, and you put a 27 or 28-year-old Ben Bross, who played D1, like in there, he's going to dominate there. It'd be like you bring Khan back, he would dominate that league.
Yeah, the volume of hair on their back, I don't think you are an expert to be able to say to these guys who are legit players, and they... I guarantee it, are shooting hoops at their house. And, you know, Precision Sports could do it indoor or outdoor. They could paint the lines for you. They can strategize on who you should work with. Mega Slam, Ironclad, Dominator Hoop Systems. They can go top of the line. They could go budget conscious. The best thing to do is to schedule time with them and just have them come out, have them check out your place, have them think about what could be right for you. Go to precisionsportsonline.com. and get a free quote. It was so easy to do. The communication, I've done it multiple times with them now. They are so great to work with. If you love hoops, get a hoop from Precision Sports at precisionsportsonline.com. So as we continue today, 2:30, we mentioned it. Bucks are playing. Strophy didn't want us to pay any tribute to
what I said
to Brooke Lopez.
He doesn't want us to talk any Bucks. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, I do want to talk about the Bucks. I don't want to talk about Brooke Lopez return when I'm so angry at just the state of everything.
Ron in the Key said, why two cameras on Craig and none on Greg? If you're watching
Kyle,
YouTube.
Can I explain that I don't know how
to produce. Oh,
no,
sorry.
First and foremost, if we really want to go there, we have a list of responsibilities that just came out, and not my responsibility, according to the responsibilities while Strophe's over there talking, but I will take blame for this. I'm not racist. I saw three white faces. I said, we good.
Whoa. What do you mean you're not racist?
Sounds a little racist.
And so I didn't even look at it. And I'm trying to figure out, you guys have been gone so long. We haven't had the band together so long.
We were all here 2 weeks ago.
Think me and Craig look that much alike?
No, I didn't.
I'll take that as a win. Bloody says, Kyle, there will not be a baseball season next year. So does that mean you're predicting the Brewers in the World Series by 28 or 29, assuming there's no 27 season?
What is this talk that they're not going to have a season at all? We don't think they're going to figure it out.
No.
They have a whole offseason to get it figured out. And even with that, there can be a lockout. You can have a shortened season. Y'all think they're not going to have baseball at all next year? Brian Anderson joined Kyle Bruston Norton earlier this year and told us, don't worry about that. They're going to get it figured out. That's what he told me. Why would I not believe BA?
You don't think he has a vested interest, so you're just trusting BA?
What is his vested interest? He joined us. This was in February, probably.
Yeah, February.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. He said, I don't believe that. He said, don't believe that. I trust BA.
I could see the president getting involved. I don't think the president and his last year's president is going to want no baseball going on.
An executive order to make the players play.
There's
going to be some interruption in play. I don't know if it's going to be a full missed season, but like we saw years ago where they missed spring training, they started the season a little bit late, and I think the labor negotiations are going to be much harder this time around than last time.
I mean, why can't they just get it figured out? Why do they need to wait to the last minute?
Well, because a lot of times, right, you're waiting until something could be materially affected. If you have two sides that aren't able to actually come to terms, then they're looking at each other and they're kind of playing chicken.
The players already have guaranteed contracts. They need to get this.
Kyle, should there be a salary cap, yes or no?
Yes, there should be a salary cap.
Okay, what if I say there's not? There shouldn't be a salary cap?
Well, I mean, again, the players have
to. That's what the Dodgers are going to say. The Yankees are going to say.
But don't you need like two-thirds majority, like 24 teams or something like that to agree? You don't need all teams, right?
Yeah, I think
there's enough of us little guys.
I think the owners should figure that out. I think then the players have to agree that there should be a salary cap. So it's enough to figure, like, it's one thing to try to get all the owners to agree. Baseball is the weird situation where it's like the agents seem to control everything. And it's the agents.
Scott Boras.
And it's the agents of the guys who are like the 20 highest paid players. And if you're thinking you're a union, I feel like you're supposed to try to represent like the average worker. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem like that, because it would seem to me like a salary floor would be the most important thing I would be worried about if I was the union. I wouldn't be worried, okay, if we need to have a salary cap, that's fine, as long as we know how much, what percentage of the money is going to come to us. And the way to do that is by having a salary floor, is to guarantee that certain teams can't, you know, not spend anything, which is what we've seen in baseball.
There also seems to be, like, when we talk about this, not necessarily acknowledging how much you've got differing opinions in terms of the farm system, minor league players, how they're compensated, international systems, as we find out the Brewers made a $2 million guarantee to a 13-year-old in the Dominican Republic. Like, there's so many different layers that goes into baseball, because these organizations and the players involved in them are so much more expanded and diversified than you find, particularly in the NBA and then in the NFL.
And in baseball, you could somehow not pay people for like 8 years, which is like the key to the Brewers' success. Right. Is like, oh,
and
like you can...
arbitration years and how things are structured. And then you've got a shifting landscape where we find out the Brewers, according to their owner, are out $20 million because of the change in TV structure going from FanDuel Sports Network to MLB.
I thought you were making that up for them with the whole over the air. Jason said they're on in Green Bay and stuff. We didn't make up the difference of that $20 million by getting them over the air TV?
Not quite, but we cut into it. But
get to work.
Your next game on the 31st of March here, you can catch
Tuesday.
Free Brewers baseball on Fox 6 here in Milwaukee, TVW there in Madison as well.
That's awesome. Phil's a consultant. He's on Sunday Karma. Phil, you ready to solve this baseball thing for us?
Yeah, this whole thing is really, it's really about the Dodgers more than anything. I mean, Dodgers have kind of made a joke of the payroll discrepancies in baseball, and I don't think there's ever going to be a salary cap, because I don't think there's enough willpower to fight the players on that. But do you guys know how good the Dodgers have it right now?
But Phil, you're talking about fighting the players on it. I think most of the owners, it's to your point, it's about fighting the Dodgers, the Phillies, and the Mets on it. Because I think there's 27 teams that right now would sign up for that outside of those three teams.
Yeah, but the Dodgers have this kind of like once in a lifetime deal going on right now, where they signed this crazy local contract that I think Charter's losing like $150 million a year on, but they can't get out of it because they'd have to bankrupt the whole country. I'm sorry, the company.
Yep.
So they're stuck with this deal that runs to like, I know, some crazy year, like 2035 or something like that, where they're getting like $350 million. It's going to go all the way up to $550 million a year the Dodgers are going to get. And they also struck this deal where typically you have to share a third of your local TV revenue, but because the Dodgers were in a mess and they were kind of going bankrupt just before they signed this deal, baseball capped them out at this lower number. So they're getting to keep the vast majority of all that local TV revenue to themselves. And they got a sweetheart. They signed it when cable was desperate to keep these teams on.
It was an $8.35 billion deal over 25 years that goes through 2039.
They're losing $150 million a year on the deal, the cable company is. So Dodgers are in this unbelievably lucky spot right now that it's not going to last forever, but it's got to be.
And they signed Shohei Ohtani for only $1 million a year, right?
But that's the thing, just saying they are lucky, like Andrew Friedman came in and he figured out very quickly how they could take advantage of the rules that were in place. And it's not his fault what rules were in place, but the idea of deferred contracts, while also bringing what he did with the Rays over in terms of actually building up a level of development that you don't normally see in organizations like the Yankees and these high-spending teams, like they've done it better than anybody. The rules have been the same for everybody, and there's owners with a lot more money than the Dodgers owners, and they still try to spend, and they're still not as successful as the Dodgers are. And so I don't know if it needs to be a salary cap. I think you could figure out different ways to penalize. I think you can find different ways to...
You're saying like the NBA.
Like the NBA does.
And
yep.
All that.
And I think that you could do that in a way that would have a similar effect, but not ultimately cap it. I just, saying that they got lucky, sure, but they're also incredibly smart as an organization for what they've been able to do and how they've been able to take advantage of some of these ridiculous rules that MLB has.
Can't they bribe these young players who will have a vote by saying, you know what, because Craig said, like, Miz got paid when he got drafted, because I'm sure the Brewers gave him a nice little signing bonus, but like their salaries are like $500,000. Like, why don't you bribe these younger folks who get called up to the minors with more money initially through the first six controllable years versus trying to, you know, not pay them more money?
Because they don't want to give them more money. No, they want to pay Jacob Mizrowski $820,000 this year.
They should pay him more money while capping off how much money the big-time players get, because this guy signed these $400 million contracts.
But the one thing that any players association would never accept is that there's going to be a cap on what anybody could make. But I'm saying
in the NBA, there's max contracts, so there is a cap of what you could make. And then, you know, beyond that, they know that 51% of all revenues go to the team. Speaking of the NBA, to answer the John Horst question, as a fan, this comes from Tim, I would have made the Miles Turner move also. However, fair or not, I expect an NBA GM to be a better talent evaluator than a fan. And fair or not, the Miles Turner move looks awful, and it has us carrying 20-plus million of dead money for the next several years. Horst needs to be judged on how his moves work out. Fair or not, Bud firing, Griffin hiring and firing, hiring Doc, not good enough in my opinion.
A lot of fair or not in that text from Tim.
Yeah.
A lot of fair, too.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I wouldn't fire Horst, but...
Of course you would.
What's that supposed to mean?
You don't mind just being okay. Look at you. You're okay looking. Your athletic ability sucks. You're not trying to get better. Wow. I mean, you're just okay with just being...
What's going on
okay.
Right
no,
now?
I mean, tell me... Show me the lie.
I am trying to get better.
Show me the lie.
You guys are going to work out today.
What do we think about him putting cologne on before you guys work out today?
What's the purpose of that?
Well, I showered.
So you put cologne on every time you shower?
Every time? Like, even if you're going to work out right after?
I want to smell nice.
That's fiscally irresponsible. Hunter says
Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, Cubs, once they figure out they're in a big market.
What was that?
Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, Cubs have no desire for things to change. They want to do what LA is doing.
No, they don't.
I disagree.
They don't. I know for a fact.
I think the Mets do.
The Mets do.
The Yankees don't.
Cubs?
The Red Sox don't.
The Cubs don't.
Yes. I don't know where the Blue Jays stand. It's somewhere in between.
At some point, the best part about owning one of these teams is that you have an appreciating asset that you could actually have some operating loss within, right? Because if you are a billionaire, you can ultimately use that operating loss for certain tax benefits. But at the same time, what you're getting is an asset that appreciates over a long period of time so that you can ultimately make out
but
when you're selling.
Baseball teams have not been growing. Like, you know, teams have
they're
been
still
for
appreciating.
Sale. They're not at the same level of other leagues.
Like, still appreciating.
But I think that's part of why this collective bargaining agreement, some of those owners are like, wait, why can't we sell the Twins for $3 million?
Well, that's what I'm getting
dollars.
At. At yeah. some point, when your operating losses continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger because the TV money isn't there, some of those other things aren't there for you, now all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, I don't want to lose $250 million if I'm the Boston Red Sox because my fans expect me to just go out and pay for
sure.
it. And as you get PE money into professional sports, they're not always willing to lose as much money in the short term as individual owners are because the emotional connection to it. I just think that the entire, that ecosystem doesn't hold up in terms of these big market teams just want to continue to spend more and more and more.
Alex Strope will try to recover from the assault by Kyle Wallace and have an opportunity to respond as we continue.
Have you ever seen how much he sweats, Kyle?
yeah. Ron in the Key just says, whoa. And I think we know what he's talking about. We'll give Alex a chance to fire back as we roll on. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I wouldn't fire Horst, but...
Of course you would.
What's that supposed to
be? You don't mind just being okay. Look at you. You're okay looking. Your athletic ability sucks. You're not trying to get better.
Wow.
I mean, you're just okay with just being...
What's going on
okay.
right
No, I mean,
now?
Show me the lie.
I am trying to get better.
Insecurity's coming out. Kyle Wallace on Sunday Karma.
Insecurity.
I don't think that's insecurity. I think that's vitriol.
Well, that's that too.
Apple Man says, Alex, we're waiting for you to get out of here and work on that body in the orchard. It's pruning time.
Oh, I'm ready to go, Apple Man. Send me the details.
All right, I don't think you've ever done manual labor in your life.
He would struggle with pruning. He doesn't even know what that means.
Alex, what do you have to say back to Kyle? Let's just give you your chance. You've given you time to think about it and to process it.
Well, I haven't processed it, to be real honest with you, because that was completely unnecessary. But what you guys are witnessing is a level of insecurity from Kyle Wallace as we get ready for the KBN decathlon. Have either of you been privy to this information?
No, I don't think that you're hitting on the right tone with Kyle Wallace in terms of insecurity. Kyle Wallace is better looking than you and has better athletic ability than you.
He's not better looking than me.
I'm pretty handsome.
He's a pretty handsome guy.
He's pretty handsome.
Especially when I get my dreads redone.
I'm gorgeous.
Come on now. What grown man walks around saying I'm gorgeous? Especially
a
when
delusional
like
one.
Handsome is typically the word.
Yeah, so handsome doesn't do it for me.
So now I'm seeing your insecurities come out.
How would you rate yourself on a 1 through 10? Your looks.
Looks wise, when I get the dreads redone, I'm an 8.5.
Now that's delusion.
When I get the dreads redone and lined up.
You have man boobies!
No. You can't see that through the clothes now because
when I wear those thick turtlenecks.
when I put on the suit, I look very handsome.
He's got C cups.
Yeah, I'm very handsome. You see what he's doing?
I love Kyle that Kyle's not even denying that. He's just saying he can work through it and still be an 8.5.
Exactly. I can hide my C cups. You can't hide that disaster that you are.
6'3", good facial hair. I don't know if
good facial hair is on there.
What are you saying you are on a 1 through 10?
I'm not as delusional as Kyle. On a good day, I'm like a 7.5, which is good. I'll take that.
And that's what you were saying was gorgeous.
Right.
Anything above a 6, yeah.
Anything above a 6 is gorgeous.
That's crazy.
Body beautiful.
That's crazy.
Just like Eric Wilson, former Packers linebacker. Body beautiful.
Oh, gosh. He's spiraling.
So what is this decathlon, Kyle, that you're worried about?
I'm not worried about it. It's some mess that when you hear decathlon, what do you think?
Ten events.
Yeah, 10 what type of events?
Athletic events.
Yeah, not just
10 events.
Because Strofe is special and different, we had to add in different events that didn't have to do with athletic
ability. This is like
the
Billy Madison decathlon.
Yeah, so basically, we're doing like darts. We're doing cooking.
No, I believe Craig. I have the ability to overrule this.
Yeah, this sounds
like a horrible content idea. You're going to do a cooking
competition. You want to talk about horrible content?
I don't know. I think cooking might sound like a good content idea.
A cooking contest,
a decathlon.
Each had the ability to pick six of the ten total events.
This is just you versus him.
It's me versus Kyle.
Wait,
one-on-one.
And it's six 10 events.
I will run you through. It's 10 events. I'll run you through all 10. But I pick 3. Kyle picked 3.
You don't feel ashamed that he can beat you in everything. So you have to pick random things like cooking that you think you can win.
I didn't pick cooking. I'll win 8-2. Let me explain before you jump on me.
Yeah, he won 8-2.
Jeez, calm down.
Look at him. He's just falling
apart. I'm going to win 8-2.
He is falling
apart.
He's
Kyle,
angry.
Kyle went unoriginal, no creativity, no thought process in the 3 events he picked. He picked a 75-pound bench press.
Wait a minute.
Rep-out challenge.
And
he picked
I'm
the 3-cone drill, and he picked a 100-meter dash. Just things I've already done for the internet to see. Right? So he just unoriginal.
If you were doing a test of athleticism, you know, speed, quickness, and strength, you would agree probably fit in there, right?
Sure, but we know what I'm bad at already.
I'm not saying if there was any decathlon, those 3 would make sense.
On a strength and athletic scale, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rank yourself?
Gorgeous.
Which is one. Which is a 1 to him.
Gorgeous. Yeah. No, anything above a 6.
Yeah, I think he's gorgeous. There. Okay, so Kyle, what did you pick?
I'm not gonna answer that question.
Yeah, what did you pick?
I picked darts, 2 out of 3, cricket.
Okay.
I picked the true Packer backer trivia contest.
Okay.
What was my third?
You picked up. He picked.
Wait, what was the first one?
Not Padel.
Darts.
You picked the pickleball.
Oh, pickleball. Yeah.
So darts, pickleball, and Packers trivia.
Okay.
And then the 4 that were selected for us were Fiance Feud, aka the Newlywed Game. So Baby Girl and Allie are going to be involved.
Who made these decisions?
That sounds like Ben.
That would be correct.
That's clearly a Ben one. Yeah. Okay.
A taco cook-off challenge. Also, Ben, he just wants lunch.
Taco cook-off? I mean, I could see, like, you each have to do a meal, and it'd be funny to see what you came up with.
He viewed that as too loose. He said, you need to cook the same thing so we can compare it better.
Yeah.
100-meter swim.
Which is dangerous,
that's
by the
hilarious.
Way. Very dangerous. I thought 100 meters was, like, down back.
No, that's 110 yards.
I didn't realize it was down back. That's woo.
It's 110 yards. Woo. It's a long swim.
Are either of you good or bad swimmers?
I'm an okay swimmer. I had a
swim
pool
to save
up.
My life, not yours.
I'm with you on that, Kyle.
So, I mean,
I can save your life, Greg. Everybody's lighter in water.
This is this that you want him? saving your life.
I mean, just
I don't trust him to like pick up my child, no, let alone me.
Dude, it'd certified. Be like Baywatch, like a gorgeous cat.
The 7.5 on a good day.
I'm like Hasselhoff.
Yeah,
if you think about it,
it's like Baywatch over here. All right, what's up?
And then what was the final event?
Oh my god.
Oh, horse.
On the basketball court.
Which was so game, I'll win all four of those.
We're not talking riding.
I'll win
horse.
All three of mine. That's 7-3 at worst for me. So I'll probably win 8-2.
All right. So if I'll take two. Real quick, I'll take 2-1 odds on Kyle in this. Yeah. Whatever dollar amount you want, since you're so confident, 2-1.
So if Greg's willing to put up $100, will you put up $200 on yourself right now?
Sure.
Any dollar amount you want.
$100. Greg just determined it.
Done. Yeah. Deal.
$100 from Greg, $200 from Stroke.
But I get $200 if no, other way around. Two to one on Kyle.
You just said you were going to win 8-2.
You did. You did say you win 8-2. You did say that.
But you're doubting me. So you're just 2-1 on me.
He's taking
I'm
the
clearly
odds.
The underdog.
I'm taking the odds.
How are you the underdog?
You just said you're going to win 8-2.
I'm the favorite in my brain. Well, I think also, if Vegas.
Well, I'm betting with you.
Okay, hold on a minute.
I'm not betting with Greg.
Chef Ed.
Now all of a sudden, you see how that confidence was there? And as soon as it got real, it just broke?
Chef Ed says, handsome. Kyle looks like if Bob Marley and Urkel had a kid.
Did I do that?
Oh, if you've been injured like both Alex Strophy and Kyle Wallace have been in this last segment, you need help. And that's when Gruber Law Offices comes to your aid. That is one call. That's all. That is all you need. And we are so fortunate to have a nationally recognized, locally and family owned team that helps you. You never want to go through something like what these guys have gone through or a serious personal injury. And knowing you have a local team who has done it tens of thousands of times and you could focus on what matters most and they can focus on helping you and seeing it through to whatever extent is needed. So if you or a loved one is ever injured, remember, it's one call. That's all. With Gruber Law Offices. Our Palermo's picks are next. Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin. Presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
I can't wait to come home from the Bucks game tonight. Have a little Sunday night. Little urban pie, Harper not around, maybe a few more toppings than she would be willing to have. That's the beauty of Palermo's Pizza. Different pizzas for different occasions. You got your Screaming Sicilian, you got your Stranger Things pizza, you got your Palermo's thin crust. You have it all, and that's the beauty of it. You're supporting local when you support Palermo's, the perfect homemade pizza for every occasion. They bring us our Palermo's picks, which... Chris says, Strope is going to be doing the doggy paddle the whole way. Make sure he has his floaties with him.
I would actually put up, you know, if I got the right odds, that Strope won't complete the 100 meters in the swim. I think at some point he'll give up. Like, it'll be too physically taxing for him to finish the 100-meter swim.
It might turn into a backstroke where I'm just floating for a minute. But I mean, I won't give up.
Like that, Kyle.
Wait, so are you guys going to have a sufficient time to train for this, or what's the rules around this?
No, we've got to get some approval from different folks. So that'll be this week's
I don't know that our insurance is going to, you know, allow for
drowning.
Drowning policy.
We'll have to have them sign a similar liability waiver like Strofe did during his combine.
Is my folder just full of liability waivers at this point? We have records, I would assume, at this company, right?
I mean, it's the only thing you've ever signed one for is the combine.
Yeah, but 2 years in a row.
Yes, because have you seen your body move before? Like,
I don't think I've ever been written up as far as I'm aware, but that could be false.
Strope is the only one I'm aware of in the company that we had him sign a waiver for just being able to walk into the studio each day. Like that I know is a first. Like
I actually signed a waiver every single day I'm here. Yeah,
correct.
Just knowing that he can handle that. All right, so we talked about the Brewers, and it is the start of the season. We haven't given our thoughts. I think we're all homers with the Brewers. We all love the Brewers. No one wants to pick the Cubs to win the division. But like practically, what are we seeing for this Brewers season? Let's start with Kyle.
I'm seeing the Brewers win 89 games this year.
Anyone in the mix with any, like, well, come back. Okay, so everyone give your wins, and then we'll come back if there's, like, a player whose performance
break,
is, like...
Breakout Garrett Mitchell. I think he has a breakout year.
As long as he
like,
can stay
when
healthy.
I say breakout, yeah. When I say breakout year, like, you're
not saying, like, hey,
plus.
Miz is going to lead the league in strikeouts, or this person's going to hit 40 dingers, or someone's going to steal 50 bases. Like,
I'll say the Brewers go 91 wins, and Jackson Chourio's the top five MVP.
Wow. I mean, that to me is tough, just because last year... In fact, the Brewers led the league in wins and had nobody who garnered any consideration. That would be a major step.
It was his first full year in the majors.
It'd be a major step for Jackson. What do you got, Strophy?
I'll split the difference in 90 wins. I think they get back to that threshold. And Jacob Mizorowski, top three NL Cy Young.
Yeah, Chris.
I think he has a huge year.
Chris, who's looking for you in your floaties, says Miz Cy Young. Kyle, what do you got? Brewers, you said Garrett Mitchell, but what do you? Any breakout notable performance here?
Bryce Turang turns into a mini star. Yeah. The Brewers aren't going to be able to keep him.
Is he already a mini star?
No.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't even say mini. I think he's going to be looked at as one of the top second basemen in all.
He was
of
the
How about this? Bryce Turang, all star starter?
I love that. I love that.
That's what I like. That would show that like the fans are representing, that his brand is, I'd love that. He is as low key a guy. You know, I would almost say you could smell it when you're around him. That's what Pat Murphy said about him this week. Amazing season getting going. Today you have Brewers in action at 110, Bucks in action at 230. You can listen to it all right here. Stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow, don't settle. You have been listening. I'm just cracking up at so many things that were just said on the show today. No, I'm not. I'm just wondering if Kyle's okay after the Urkel thing, that you're okay.
Urkel,
after
Bob Marley,
your hands.
Stefan and Bob Marley, your hands.
Strofe is going home and looking in the mirror and being like, you are gorgeous. You are gorgeous.
I don't need a mirror for that, Greg. Self-awareness, most important human
quality. You
have been
listening to Sunday One Karma, that you ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle, send us out.
Peace.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.